Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association.
Bob, what's the reaction of RFA to the EPA's proposed RVO numbers for 2019?
Well, it's really hard to get excited about the fact that EPA Administrator Pruitt followed the law and promulgated RVOs that are consistent with the statute. On the other hand, the reason why it's hard to get excited about it is because it comes in the backdrop of we've been saying 1.6, but the rule actually shows 2.2 billion gallons of destructive demand from hardship waivers to very profitable refineries that frankly don't need the waivers in the first place. And so the numbers that are out there today and the rule that he's proposed today doesn't really mean anything if they're not going to do something to address what is clearly a broken waiver process.
Now, I've heard it mentioned that when Administrator Pruitt was recently on a tour of the Midwest, he talked about the waiver process and basically made it sound like the decision to grant those waivers was not in his hands, but the Department of Energy, and it has come to light since then that that isn't necessarily the truth. What do you make of all that, Bob?
Well, I think it suggests that Scott Pruitt doesn't have a great relationship with the truth we had known that there were certainly times when the Department of Energy would recommend either half of the obligation be waived or none of the obligation be waived, and the EPA still waived 100% of it. So we sort of knew that this was happening, but there have been reports out there of late putting a little bit finer point on it, and, you know, it underscores the fact that this waiver process is so opaque and fraught with, corruption that it needs to be addressed. We had thought that EPA was going to address the small refiner waiver process in this rule, and in fact, the agency had developed language outlining a new, more transparent process moving forward in which gallons would actually be reallocated. But at the last minute, over the last 24, 48 hours, Scott Pruitt removed that language from the proposal because the refineries, to whom apparently he reports, didn't like the fact that their cash cow was going to be eliminated or changed. That just suggests a real problem with EPA, specifically a real problem with Scott Pruitt. The fact that he is not changing what is clearly a broken process and one that is not consistent at all with the statute or with his boss's support for a robust renewable fuel standard.
Now, is the door shut on reallocating those gallons lost with the waivers? This is a proposal released today, and EPA has until the end of November for the final numbers. So there's going to comment period coming, things like that. So I would imagine that something could change still, right?
Well, yes and no. It does have to be a natural outgrowth of the comment period for a final rule to include something that was not proposed. But and we will certainly be commenting that the waiver process needs to be addressed. But the proposal itself suggests that EPA isn't going to take any comments on the small refinery waiver. So they are trying to shut the door, which is just appalling, at least hear from stakeholders about this issue. But, you know, Scott Pruitt apparently wants to keep this loophole available to refiners so that even though he promulgates a rule suggesting 15 billion gallons, it might only mean 13 billion gallons. There's more than 3 billion surplus credits available to refiners. And there's no question now that this is going to have a meaningful impact on ethanol demand.
Yeah, I've heard it been suggested. You look at low commodity prices and low net farm incomes, and when a term like a hardship waiver is being thrown around for folks that are in the refinery business, when you have farmers that very clearly are struggling. There's a lot of hardship in rural America right now. It seems like whether it's just Pruitt and the EPA or maybe the Trump administration in general, not fully recognizing just how hard it is on farmers right now, and blending more renewable fuels could make a big difference.
Boy, you are so right, Mark. Refineries today, oil companies today, are seeing record profits. They are printing money. Farmers today, on the other hand, in many cases are being asked to sell their commodities below the cost of production. It is a tough time in agriculture, and yet this administration is pursuing trade policies that threaten the farm economy. The administration is pursuing a renewable energy program that hurts consumers and hurts farmers. It doesn't make any sense when you consider the fact that it was largely rural America and farmers that put the president in the office.
Bob, anything else on the RVO proposals or just what we've been talking about today that you want to make sure we touch on?
Well, we're going to continue to fight this. We will fight it with our comments, before the rule is final, but we're also going to continue to fight it in the courts. We've got a lawsuit, actually two lawsuits, on the waivers that have been granted, and we're going to make sure that this program, one way or another, has meaning and is creating demand for farmers. And if we've got to go to the courts to make that happen, we will.